Okay, I just want to discuss with you some of the halachos of the 9 days relating to some questions I received. One of the practices of the 9 days, of course, is that we don't eat meat and drink wine during the 9 days. And the question that comes up is, well, what is the definition of meat? Let's say you cooked food in a fleishik pot. I've already gotten this shayla twice. Is that called meat? So the basic answer in halacha is that that is not called meat. However, the potatoes that I cook in the cholent with the meat, that is called meat. Now, technically in Shulchan Aruch, it says that even the potatoes in the cholent are mutter to eat during the 9 days, but the Magen Avraham writes that the practice is not to. That Magen Avraham is probably based on the fact that the Ramah in Yerideya says that you should wait 6 hours after the cholent potatoes. And what the Magen Avraham is basically telling me is that whatever the halacha is in terms of the definition of meat, that we assume that a tav shoshel basar also is considered meat in Yerideya, so here also a tav shoshel basar is considered meat, and therefore the cholent potatoes is considered meat, and you should not eat the cholent potatoes during the 9 days. However, the shachrit in Yerideya, that even though we're machmir, that a tav shoshel basar is considered meat, but food that's cooked in a fleishig pot, and even if the pot is dirty, and even the badei hashulchan notes, if you don't have shishim, you don't have 60 times more food than the amount of fleishig dirt on the side of the pot. By the way, it's not recommended to cook in dirty pots, but if you did it, so you don't have to wait 6 hours after that food. And here also, if I cooked food in a fleishig pot, I don't have to wait 6 hours after. Here also, I would not have an iser or a minhag not to eat that food during the 9 days. The Achronim discuss, what about a tav shoshel yayin? Let's say you add some wine into the food. Does that become usser during the 9 days? Some recipes occasionally have wine that's mixed in. Is that a problem? So there's a discussion in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva seems like he says that a tavshil shel yayin is going to be usser according to this minhag of the Magen Avraham. The tavshil shel basar is usser. In other words, once the Magen Avraham tells me that the cholent potatoes I should not eat during the 9 days, so any food that has some amount of wine in it, I should not eat during the 9 days. Now, I remember when I first was in the Kol HaElyon, I was learning a lot of Mishnah Berurah, so Rabbi Rosenzweig at one point pointed out to me that the proper way to learn Mishnah Berurah is that you have to see what he doesn't quote. In other words, if there's a classical source on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is supposed to quote it. In this context, the Mishnah Berurah does not quote the Shari Tshuva, who says that a tav shoshel yayin is usher during the 9 days, and as such, it would seem that a tav shoshel yayin is mutter during the 9 days. That food that has a little bit of wine in it is going to be permitted. The lumdus for this might be that we have another analog in halacha of tav shoshel basar in terms of waiting 6 hours, but there's no analog in halacha of tav shoshel yayin. Therefore, food that contains some wine, I think, is mutter to eat during the 9 days. Rabbi Yoshev is machmir on this, no? Rabbi Yoshev is machmir says not only should you not eat food that has any wine in it, but if you have like a soda that contains a little bit of grape juice in the soda, no? Like, I think, there's got to be some of these out there, right? That there's a little bit of grape juice in it. Rabbi Yosha says you shouldn't drink it during the 9 days. My understanding is that you do not have to be so machmir. The reason not to eat meat during the 9 days is probably not because of the simcha. It's probably not that meat is enjoyable. In fact, when a person's in Avelos Rachman Latzlan, you're allowed to eat meat. The reason why we don't eat meat is because the Gemara Bava Basra, the end of Parakheska Sabbatim, the Gemara tells us that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the people in that generation said, how could we eat any meat when meat used to be brought on the Mizbeach and we no longer have a Mizbeach? So therefore, that's what the Vilna Gaon quotes, that's why the practice is not to eat meat. The practice also developed that we don't eat chicken because the Halacha considers chicken to be meat in terms of waiting 6 hours and the like. But, obviously, if a person has to eat meat, for whatever the reason, chicken is better to eat rather than meat, because chicken was never brought on the Mizbeach. So therefore, if a person is ill, and the person has to, the person can't eat dairy products, I got a few calls about that this week. This guy calls me up. He tells me, whenever I eat dairy, I get really sick. I'm like, okay, so eat pariv. He's like, how much plain pasta could I eat? It's like, so I tell him, make the seum every day. So the guy's like, come on, Rabbi, that's not realistic. So I said, I'm very make on the seum. You can make, all you have to do is like finish a masechta mishnayis. It's like really quick. It's like, Rabbi, come on. I'm like, okay, if you're not well, the post can say you're allowed to eat meat, but it's better to eat chicken. Similarly, for little children who haven't yet reached the age of chinuch, who haven't yet reached the age when we educate them api halacha, it's around the age of 6 or 7. I got this shaila today as well. So the question is, in that situation, are you allowed to give the children chicken or meat during the 9 days? Let's talk about meat. Chicken is probably certainly okay, but you're allowed to give them meat during the 9 days. So the Magen Avraham says that a katan shelo higia lachinuch, you're allowed to give meat during the 9 days. The Isser is only a katan shegia lachinuch. Even though there's no chinuch and avelos, the Magen Avraham writes that for avelos derabim, for public avelos, there is chinuch, and therefore you should not give meat to a katan shegia lachinuch. The Dago Merivav is more machmir. The Dago Merivav says that you should not give meat even to a katan shelo higia lachinuch, and he brings a raya from the fact that the Ramah writes that during the 9 days, matzni and sak and shoshchita, we hide the shchita knife. Why are you hiding the shchita knife? You have to shecht for the little kids. Says the Dago Merivav, you see that even for little kids, you're not allowed to give any meat at all during the 9 days. Most achronim, the Mishnah Berurah actually passes like the Dago Merivav against the Magen Avraham. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. However, many of the later svarim I saw, Rev Ben Sion Abba Shaul, Zichrono Levracha, Rev Nachum Rabinowitz, Shlita, they have tshuvas. I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is makel on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman sounds like he's makel on this also. Many poskim say that me'ikar adin we follow the Magen Avraham, and the katan shelo higia lachinuch, you're allowed to give meat during the 9 days. But in all these situations, if you have an option, chicken is better than meat because chicken was never brought on the Mizbeach. It could be that the lomdus why some are makel on grape juice more than wine is because grape juice also didn't go on the Mizbeach. There is a bit of a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah on this point. The Mishnah Berurah in one place in Tavkuf Nun Beis in the Shaar HaTzion Sifkot in Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says that grape juice doesn't have simcha. But the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere in Tavkuf Nun Aleph Sifkot in Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah over there says that the reason to be make on grape juice, well, Lamaisa we're not make on grape juice. The Minig is not Machmen grape juice. But the Lomdus, like grape juice would be more makel theoretically, is because grape juice was not brought on the Mizbeach. There's a bit of a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurahs, but that's for the scholars among us.